and welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek, and it's great to be back in the studio. We took some time off. I'll fill you in a couple of minutes, but why don't we kick it off with prayer today? And since today is the feast of St. Joseph the Worker, how about if we do a prayer before a day's work? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Direct, we beg you, O Lord, our actions by your holy inspirations, and grant that we may carry them out with your gracious assistance, that every prayer and work of ours may begin always with you, and through you be happily ended. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, it's great to be back in the studios of Holy Spirit Radio. I'm Gary Zimek. This is Spirit in the Morning. And wait a minute, you're not Dave Parker.
I'm not. You know, Dave, where's Dave? Dave's in the air.
Dave is, yes, Frank Eliason is with me today. Dave Parker is traveling back. He was on a trip. He's I guess, in the air. As
yeah, he should
speak.
Be in the air.
And he will eventually be back on the show, but I think he's going to need a little time to recover. But we miss Dave, and it's good to be, I'll tell you, it is so good, Frank, to be back in the studio. I mentioned this on the air, and a lot of people have been writing to me and asking me about this. We moved last week, and Frank, you're an expert with moving. You know what it's all about.
Oh,
I'm still recovering.
Exactly.
You're still recovering from your last move.
Exactly. And we'll continue to recover. You know, I don't think it's one of those things that ends quite that fast.
It is amazing. We did a major downsizing. So it seemed like we were getting rid of things for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. And somehow we have so much stuff still. It's unbelievable.
You know what? In many ways, it's good, though, if you think about it. You know, we get so caught up in this material world.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, do we really need these things?
You're right.
The right thing? The right thing is family.
You're right.
It's community. And it's kind of finding ways to kind of get to that right balance. And what is that right thing? So, you know, even at times when we struggle, when we make these decisions in life and we, you know, move our families or do any of these things, it's hard on everybody.
Yeah, it is.
At the same time, the priorities each other. Mm-hmm. And it's sometimes that gets forgotten. It's so easy to just concentrate on, I don't have this material thing, or
yep,
I don't have this.
Yep.
Yeah, and so hopefully one of these days it sinks into our own mindset sometimes. I know I struggle with it all the time.
You're right. And here's the interesting thing, Frank. When we cleaned out the house, we were there for 21 years. We were there for a long time. We cleaned out the house, and it was hard. It was hard to leave the house because my daughters were born. You know, that's the only house
that's
in
memories,
the
neighborhood.
Yeah, a lot of memories. We cleaned it out. I had to go back the next day. We were staying at a hotel for the night. I had to go back to open the door up for the walkthrough. And I looked at the house, and it was empty. And it was, the life was gone from that house.
That's right.
And it made me realize, you know what? This is just an empty house.
That's right.
And you're right. Family is what it's all about when we're in the new house, even though it's much smaller. It's starting to feel like a home.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so, but we have this tendency, and it's just our human nature. It's the way we are. We tend to take comfort in material things. Mm-hmm. We surround ourselves with things that make us feel comfortable. And when that gets disrupted a little bit, it gets challenging.
And the one thing is, it's always remember, a lot of people are like, oh, I love change. No one loves change. Mm-hmm. Change is one of the hardest things, you know, regardless of what we try and tell ourselves.
Right.
And, you know, so there is change that's going on. But what people have to remember is what didn't change is the family.
That's right.
And
that's right.
That is ultimately the most important part of any of the decisions that we make.
That's right. And because we were sitting around eating dinner last night at our new table, nobody knows where anything is. Where's the silverware? Where's the cups? Where's, you know, everything's different. But you're right. We are there as a family, and there's a lot of comfort there.
That's right. So, you know, I think all in all, you know, as you look back in and, you know, dealings with these, you know, you can look back with pride and, you know, that realization that that coming together moment,
yeah,
it might seem far off at this point. And yeah, trust me, it's still far off for me. So, you know, I have a feeling it's going to be far off for
you. And how many
too.
Months has it been?
Since September, you know. So, you know, but at the same time, I think that, you know, as you continue to do that and you realize that connection,
yeah,
it will get better at some point.
Yeah.
I just don't know when that will be.
It's already getting better, but We're getting rid of boxes day by day, but I'm grateful for all of your prayers, and I'm really grateful to the Lord for letting this go as smoothly as it did, because it went really smoothly. But Frank, I have to share a story with you, because this was kind of unsettling. When we were in the process of moving last week, at some point you just have to make the cut over it and all the dishes go away, and you say, that's it, we're not cooking anymore. So we went out to eat to a fast food restaurant, and I got the bill. We were eating our food. I happened to just look at the bill, and looking at it, and I noticed that I was given a senior citizen discount. That was not something I expected. I didn't ask for it. They didn't ask me if I was, you know, it's a reality check, Frank.
It's wow.
It's like, okay, I'm glad I saved money, but are you kidding me? Senior citizen discount.
AARP membership's here for you.
So, you know, that was a bit of a rude awakening, but that happened, and that got my attention. So, it's a reality check.
So today's the Feast of St. Joseph the Worker.
And, that's right.
You know, and so, you know, one of the things I'd love to, you know, just prayer out to Father Foster. Father Foster, a lot of people may remember at Holy Spirit Radio, was with us for a number of years. He has since moved on. But one of the things is he chose Foster as his name, as in the Father of Jesus, the Foster Father of Jesus. That's why he chose Father Foster.
Wow.
And a lot of people don't realize that. And he, you know, he was actually at St. Joseph the Worker prior to its closing for many years.
Oh.
So, you know, a quick shout out to that community that was part of St. Joseph the Worker and now is part of St. Francis Cabrini. But, you know, certainly a very important saint feast day for the station in many ways.
I did not realize that.
Yeah.
You go back a lot longer than I do here at the station. That's really neat. I hear great things about Father Foster.
Father Foster was the best. You know, he had this voice that if he told you to, you know, whatever it was, you were
right.
Just like, okay. Like, I like to say this God voice.
Right,
when he spoke.
Right.
And, you know, even listening, I was pulling up some of his older recordings and listening to them, and I was just like, wow. You know, just you listen to him just for the sake of his voice.
Yeah, that's it.
Some people just have that.
They
you know,
do.
They have that
they
voice
do.
That just, oh, you know, okay.
Yeah, whatever they say, you're going to do
yes,
it, right?
I'm doing it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. All right, let's take a look at the gospel, if we could, for today's Mass. And this comes from John chapter 6, verses 22 through 29. After Jesus had fed the 5,000 men, his disciples saw him walking on the sea. The next day, the crowd that remained across the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, and that Jesus had not gone along with his disciples in the boat, but only his disciples had left. Other boats came from Tiberias, near the place where they had eaten the bread, where the Lord gave thanks. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got in boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him across the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you get here? Jesus answered them and said, Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father God has set his seal. So they said to Jesus, What can we do to accomplish the works of God? Jesus answered and said to them, This is the work of God, that you believe in the one that he sent. This message, Frank, is exactly what you were saying about material things. Of course, and this is the Feast of St. Joseph the Worker, where the church honors work. Work is a very noble thing. It's the way Joseph provided for his family. But if all we're doing is working for material things and we're forgetting our spiritual needs, that's a big problem.
And it's a challenge for all of us, because the society in which we live, there's certain expectations.
That's
there's
right.
Certain things about it. And sometimes we have to step back, and we're not always good at doing that.
No.
You know, is taking that step back and realizing all these things around us and the importance of faith. I personally think faith is missing in the world right now.
Yeah.
And hope in many ways. And we have to find ways, but we have to evangelize that. We have to bring people to that view. And so they feel it too.
Because all you hear when you turn on the TV or you go on the internet or you look at billboards or you talk to other people is you need this, you need this. You need, and even if you don't think you need it, you'll hear it and you'll say, well, maybe I do need this or maybe I need something bigger.
My kids are a great example of it. There's something going on, fidget spinners. I don't even understand them.
I keep hearing about those. I don't get those at all.
And what happens is they go to school and they come out, I need to have this. I try and give to my kids, so I wound up buying these things. I'm looking, all they do is spin. I don't get it. This seems to be such a waste of any energy, really, in many ways, is this, aspect. And so, why do we need these things? And it's how do we teach them to not necessarily look for those material things or chase because someone else has.
Right, right.
So what that they have that? That's not the priority. But at the same time, I'm a parent.
Yeah.
And what do you want to do? Oh, your child wants something. You really want them to have it.
That's right.
And so it's this interesting balance that we have to figure out, but we have to figure out in our own lives, even before our own children.
I have a question. Can we get some fidget spinners for the studio?
Sure. We'll see you sitting there spinning.
Seeing the ads. I need to find out more about these. Hey, I forgot to mention, Frank, on the program today, we have Megan Coakley from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. She's going to be telling us about some of the events that are coming up for the Office of New Evangelization. Also, we're going to learn what's happening at the Malvern Retreat House. Today's guest will be Anne McGlone from Malvern. Mark Paletino typically does it for us once each month, but we have Anne McGlone. So we're going to be hearing what's going on in the Archdiocese in terms of new evangelization. And also, we will be hearing from Anne McGlone at the Malvern Retreat House.
And there's great things going on in both places.
We have one announcement we're going to make today. We might have another one coming up later in the week about another live broadcast for the Spirit in the Morning team.
Oh,
we're going on the road again, Frank.
On the road, exactly. So much fun to be able to get out there and do these things and be out there in the community for various things.
And we keep getting invited back, so we must be doing something right.
But we have fun with it. I think that's what it's about. It's just having a little bit of fun.
We do. So we're glad you're with us today. Again, it's great to be back in the studio. We miss Dave Parker. He's going to be back soon. Great to have Frank sitting in today. And when we come back from the break, Megan Coakley will join us. She's the director of the Office of New Evangelization for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. You know the deal by now. Grab yourself a cup of coffee, put your feet up, relax, and we're going to be back in a few short minutes. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for May 1st. Today we celebrate St. Joseph the Worker. The Feast of St. Joseph, husband and Mary and foster father of Jesus, is observed on March 19th. Today we celebrate the man who spent hours at his workbench. It was during the Cold War that Pope Pius XII introduced today's feast. Designed to counterbalance a May 1st communist holiday honoring workers, today's feast reminds us that Joseph used his skill as a carpenter to provide for his family's needs and passed along those same skills to his son, Jesus. We, too, find our dignity in similar ways, in our work, in raising a family, in participating in the life of God's creation. As Pope Pius said when he established today's feast, the Spirit flows from the heart of the Savior of the world, but certainly, no worker was ever more completely and profoundly penetrated by it than the foster father of Jesus, who lived with him in closest intimacy and community of family life and work. If you wish to be close to Christ, the Holy Father continued, go to Joseph. Whatever our work, we are called to bear fruit with our hands and our minds, ultimately for the building up of the body of Christ. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
When going about your daily life becomes difficult, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433.
Angel Army provides compassionate home care services. Angel Army can assist you with your personal care, make your bed, do your laundry, and perform light housekeeping. We can accompany you to various appointments, shopping, or just keep you company.
Angel Army is an equal opportunity company and can be reached at 215-805-8433 or visit angelarmycare.com.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the morning with Gary Zimak.
I love the way you hold me. I love the way you hold me. I love the way you hold me. I love the way you.
I've had a long day. I just wanna relax. Don't have time for my friends. No time to chit chat. Problems at my job. Wondering what to do. I know I should be working, but I'm thinking of you. And just when I feel this crazy world is gonna bring me down, that's when your smile comes around. Ooh, I love the way you hold me. By my side, you'll always be. You take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me. In your arms, I'll always be. You take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me. Tidal wave and put my feet on the ground. Forever in my heart, always on my mind. It's crazy how I think about you all of the time. And just when I think I'm about to figure you out, you make me wanna sing and shout. I love the way you hold me. By my side, you'll always be. You take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me. In your arms, I'll always be. You take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me. Done. Wish I could tell you in a short story or poem, but all I have is my voice and this guitar, and you have my heart. Ooh, I love the way you hold me. By my side, you'll always be. You take each and every day, make you special in some way. I love the way you hold me. In your arms, I'll always be. You take each and every day, every day. I love the way you hold me.
And that was Hold Me by Jamie Grace featuring Toby Mac. I'm Gary Zimak. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. The time right now is 7:18. It's great to be with you. Frank Eliason is by my side. Dave Parker is enjoying some days off, but it's great to be back in the studio. We took some time off, and now we are here. And we are joined, as we are each month right now, by Megan Coakley, who is the director of the Office of New Evangelization for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning, Gary.
Great to have you back on the air with us. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Happy Feast of St. Joseph.
Oh, that's right. Boy, yeah, that's great. Megan, this is a very interesting time in the church because Easter, we are in the Easter season now still. And unfortunately, sometimes we forget that Easter is more than just one day. So, right, it's definitely, we're in the Easter season. The resurrection is too big of an event to celebrate in just one day.
Absolutely. Can't contain it.
No, definitely. So, Megan, what do we have going on in your office, the Office of New Evangelization, in the weeks to come? Any big events coming up?
Yeah, well, probably the biggest thing that I'm most excited about is the Fatima Centennial on May 13th.
Okay.
So, as you probably know, we're celebrating 100 years of Our Lady's apparitions in Fatima, Portugal. And so May 13th is the big 100-year anniversary. And mm-hmm. so to celebrate that, the Holy Father has given a plenary indulgence for it. And then, you know, there's all kinds of celebratory events going on. So that's one thing I just wanted to share, kind of, especially just to draw everybody's attention to the Archdiocesan website about the Fatima Centennial and all the stuff going around in this diocese.
Mm-hmm.
In particular, we're going to be having a holy hour at the cathedral at 4 p.m. on May 13th, just to honor Our Lady and to thank the Lord for sending her to us and also kind of recommit ourselves to the things that Our Lady asked of us in Fatima, offering sacrifice, prayer, especially the Holy Rosary, and devotion to her Immaculate Heart.
Mm. And that's you know, as you're saying that, I'm thinking about how important Our Lady is in my life. And
yeah.
But it wasn't always that way. And I'm a cradle Catholic. I'm ashamed to admit that I was completely lukewarm, but I would go to Mass and that was it. But once I turned my life over to her, which I did, I made my total consecration to Jesus through Mary several years ago, things started happening. And I started not only growing closer to her, but I also started growing closer to Jesus, because that's what she does. Yeah. She leads us closer to the Lord.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I am convinced she is kind of like the secret weapon of the new evangelization.
I like that. I like that.
You know, St. Louis de Montfort says that, you know, we can do a lot on our own to bring people to the Lord, but when you bring Our Lady into it, forget it. Just boom, you know.
Yeah.
She's the fastest and the easiest way to become a disciple of Jesus Christ. And so to use her, you know, just really ask her to be a front and center in any way that we're approaching other people to bring them to the Lord. She's it, because she'll bring them to Jesus so much more quickly than we will.
And we often don't even see what she's doing. This is what I found. She works behind the scenes. And all of a sudden, right?
She has the true feminine genius.
Yeah.
Yeah, that hidden, quiet kind of power. Yeah.
And we don't even realize that she's doing it. And before you know it, all of a sudden people are going to Mass, daily Mass more, wanting to read the Bible, wanting to go to confession. I mean, that's what I've seen in my own life.
Right,
and
right.
Our Lady's just working.
You know, I've got this little page on my website about this, about Our Lady as kind of this key. And one of the points I make there is just, you know, we might help the Lord convert one or two people. Our Lady has converted continents.
Right,
so,
right.
As we saw in Guadalupe and even Portugal, you know, had a huge eruption of the faith after the apparitions in Portugal. So
and I would encourage anybody listening, if you don't feel you're close enough to the Blessed Mother, I would encourage you, there's a formal way to commit yourself to consecrate your life to Jesus through Mary, but you can just do it today and say, Blessed Mother, I give you my life, lead me closer to Jesus, can't you, Megan?
Absolutely. Yeah, she'll take you up on it for sure.
Definitely. Now, I want to ask you, there's another question I want to ask you, but before we do that, are there any other events that you want to highlight? I want to make sure we don't run out of time.
Yeah, well, there's just two other ones that I thought are really awesome coming up. So on the same weekend, May 12th and 13th, there's the Unbound Freedom in Christ Conference at the seminary. And so that is, it's for anybody to go, and it's basically, I mean, the one thing I'll say about it is, if you've got a burden in your heart, something you've been struggling with for a long time, whether it be kind of heaviness of heart, whether it be a habitual sin, whatever it is, Unbound is a way to claim the freedom that Christ has already given you in your baptism, to kind of really break through some things that you've been struggling with for a long time. So I highly recommend that you check that out, Unbound Freedom in Christ, May 12th and 13th.
Okay.
And then on June 2nd and 3rd, Sherry Waddell's Catherine of Siena Institute is coming here to do a Called and Gifted workshop.
Nice.
So that is a way for people to come, and basically it's a process of discerning your own personal charisms.
Whoa.
So as you know, we've all got different gifts from the Lord, and a lot of us are kind of thinking, you know, kind of, Jesus, what's my mission? What's my place in the world? And this is, and really, we won't know that until we know the particular gifts God has given us.
Right.
Once we figure that out, then our mission starts to become very clear because you live out of your charism. So that's another one that I think is really going to help folks kind of find their place in the church and in the world. So that's June 2nd and 3rd.
Megan, I can't tell you how many times I've heard from people saying, I have no gifts.
Right, and so not true.
Exactly, exactly, because everybody has something.
Right, we should never think none of us are worthy for the gifts of God. He just chooses to give them, and he gives them because he's awesome, and that's it.
That's right. Yeah. So that's good. Now, are all of these events listed on the website?
So the easiest way to get them is on phillyevange.org/events.
Okay, and I'm going to link that at spiritinthemorning.com. Now, before I let you go, I need to ask you a question because this isn't going to be a tough one. But, you know, Megan, you're a pro. You don't have any problems even with tough questions. But I had this discussion with someone. As disciples of Jesus, we are called to evangelize. A lot of times Catholics don't like that word, evangelization, and it's difficult sometimes, especially on social media, to go out and say, hey, I'm a disciple of Jesus, I'm a follower. Yeah. And, you know, to say things that you know maybe will ruffle a few feathers because people get offended at that. Yeah. What would your advice be for evangelizing without doing more harm? Because sometimes there is a time to hold back, right? Because sometimes you do have to hold back. But what would you say to somebody who says, I'm afraid to evangelize publicly?
Yeah, well, two things. I mean, number one, evangelization is a highly relational work of the Lord. And so the relationship, the bonds of a relationship really need to be present in order to start then speaking about the faith. Mm. So the first thing to do, if you've got that trepidation, is number one, I think just working on building trust with people.
Wow.
So even if it's on social media, probably before you start putting out a bunch of really controversial things, the first thing is to start building kind of credibility and trust by putting out, what you can do is start putting out secular articles that verify the truth, scientific articles that verify the truth, which totally exist. There's a lot of science that backs up the teaching of the church. So I would start, kind of bring it on a very human and natural level to build trust and to build credibility. And then as the doors open, as people start to ask questions, that's when you start to kind of raise the level and start to really be more explicit about the faith. But that trust thing is really key for people to be listening to you. The other thing we'll say, and this helps me out a lot too, there's a wonderful quote from St. Augustine which says, the truth is like a lion. You don't have to defend it. Just let it out. It will defend itself.
Wow.
Which is so great. You know, I mean, because a lot of us think, well, I don't have the backup information to maybe. But I mean, just, and John Paul II said that too in a different way. He said, the truth has its own gentle persuasion. Mm. So to just speak it, to just say it in love, and then you have to kind of let it go, let it work for itself, because the Lord is present in that truth, and we have to kind of let him act. Now, that doesn't mean there might not be controversy, you know, and we have to also be ready for that.
There is
a gift of the Holy Spirit called fortitude, because unfortunately, we do sometimes have to fight, and many times we will be persecuted. We have to be ready for that. So,
hey, that's great advice, because sometimes we do go out there, and I do want to say we have about 30 seconds left.
Sure,
We do go out there with, sometimes we say things without building that trust. So that's a great example of holding back a little bit, building the trust, and then letting the truth be out there. And like you said, let the Lord do some of the work.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got to trust it. Yeah, we have to trust him.
Megan, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on Spirit in the Morning. You too. Keep up the great work. We look forward to talking to you next time, okay?
You too. Okay,
all right. God bless you. Megan Coakley, the director of the director of the Office of New Evangelization for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. When we come back, Anne McGlone will join us from the Malvern Retreat House. Stay tuned.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. Congressional Republicans and Democrats have forged a hard-won agreement on a huge $1 trillion-plus spending bill. The measure offers some things that will please lawmakers from both parties. It would fund the day-to-day operations of virtually every federal agency through September, but it does deny Donald Trump funding for a border wall and rejects his cuts to some popular domestic programs. But Trump did win a $15 billion down payment on his request to strengthen the military. A human rights group says President Trump should seek accountability and not offer a White House visit for the Philippines' Rodrigo Duterte, who the group accuses of being a mass murder mastermind amid thousands of deaths during his anti-drug crackdown. Human Rights Watch and others reacted with alarm at Trump's invitation to Duterte in a call where Trump also affirmed America's treaty alliance with the Philippines. And Pope Francis was trying to energize pilgrims yesterday, a day after returning from an intense visit to Egypt, telling the pilgrims to be active, to help others, spread the faith, and that's good for cholesterol levels, too. In St. Peter's Square, he met with supporters of Catholic Action, a social action group celebrating 150 years since its formation. The Pope told the crowd his father and grandmother had belonged to the group, and he said, quote, "Don't get comfortable in your armchair. That makes you fat and is bad for the cholesterol," end quote. Instead, he urged them to take care of others, be merciful, and keep being a people of missionary disciples. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
My name is Frank Elias. I'm the Director of Operations for Holy Spirit Radio. Thank you for 18 years. We are blessed to serve you. As a listener-supported radio station, our success has always been based on the prayers, financial support of our listeners, but also the ideas and suggestions that they have for us. We're always looking to improve the listening experience. Please feel free to email me at frank@holyspiritradio.org. Thank you again for your continued support, and God bless you and your family.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Brittany Bullock had lived in five different foster homes since age 9, and when she turned 18, her foster parents left her in a Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania park with all her possessions in garbage bags. The teen stayed with friends, but decided to share her story with her college professor, Laureen Ogurkis. Laureen had revealed to her class that she and her husband had adopted a baby several years ago. As reported by CitizensVoice.com, Laureen felt heartbroken at Brittany's plight. They began going out for meals together, and soon, the Ogurkis family invited Brittany to live with them. And even better, in 2016, they adopted her, giving Brittany the loving family that she always wanted. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You're listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Truth is harder than a lie. The dark seems safer than the light. And everyone has a heart.
Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek. That was Francesca Battistelli with If We're Honest. Let's take a quick look at the current weather forecast for the greater Philadelphia area. Currently at the Philadelphia International Airport, we have 52 degrees. Today, areas of fog before 10 a.m. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 82. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely between 9 p.m. and 3 a.m. Then a chance of showers. We will have a low around 64. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 73. At the present time in Doylestown, it's 49 degrees. In Coatesville, it's 50 degrees. And in Malvern, it is 50 degrees. Speaking of Malvern, we're fortunate today to be joined by Anne McGlone from the Malvern Retreat House. And Anne's going to be filling us in on what's going to be coming up at Malvern. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Gary. It's such a pleasure to be with you this morning.
You know, I'm excited. We finally get to speak. We've been emailing one another for the longest time, but it's great to actually speak to you in person.
Well, thank you for the privilege of being with you this morning.
And there are a lot of events taking place in the month of May at Malvern. And I wondered if you could just fill us in on some of the events that will be coming up.
I would love to, Gary. Well, tomorrow we have the Mothers of Children with Disabilities, which is sponsored by the Archdiocese of Philadelphia Office for Persons with Disabilities. And it isn't too late for someone to sign up. Sister Sheila Galligan from Immaculata and Father Jim Alston will be directing this. Mm-hmm. And then, this is a biggie, the League of the Sacred Heart, which is founded for police officers and firefighters. Oh. It's not restricted to police officers and firefighters, and Father Simeon Gallagher will be directing it. It's not too late for this either, but it's for men only.
Okay.
A very powerful retreat. Friday, we have our first Friday breakfast from 7:30 to 9:30, for men and women. It's open to women as well now.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday, Gary, we have the Women's Tea, which is growing in popularity from 2 to 4, mm-hmm. with Rachel Lozano, Heart of the Father and Unbound, doing a special theme called Healing Through the Beauty of Forgiveness.
Nice.
It's a beautiful afternoon for women to have some tea and community and to hear a wonderful speaker. And then May 12th to 13th, we have the Young Adult Retreat, Created for Joy, it's called. It's for ages 19 to 35. It's a biggie, so please sign up if you're ages 19 to 35 for men and women. Mm-hmm. And then, Gary, here's one of my favorites, St. Teresa of Calcutta.
Ooh.
With Monsignor Michael Mannion on May 18th. It's a one-day retreat. It's part of a series, and he does an amazing job on the life of St. Teresa of Calcutta because he interacted with her quite often.
Right.
And then both of us have a favorite, don't we? Yeah. Teresa Tomeo,
yeah.
And Deacon Dominic Pastor on June 23rd to 25th, The Spiritual Triage, Urgent Care for Troubled Times. And
nice.
Then something that we're really working hard on at Malvern is the Family Fest, Gary.
Yes.
That's on June 11th from 1 to 6. Bishop Edward Delaman will be celebrating Mass. We'll have a rosary walk. The Mass will be at the brand new Our Lady of Guadalupe Shrine.
Mm-hmm.
And beautiful activities. We have Marty Rotella. I know you love
Marty.
Oh,
he's a big favorite of us.
I know he is. And he loves you very much.
Yeah.
He's going to be really sharing his giftedness. And for those of you who don't know him, he's a 3-time Grammy nominee. And
oh, yeah.
Another favorite of young children, I don't have young children anymore, only grandchildren, would be the Donut Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I remember him well when my kids were young.
Yes, yes. And so he will be there. Lots of fun and games and a lot of surprises.
Well,
we really want your list.
And can I just say,
yeah.
Is it time for us to make the special announcement? I hinted that we're going to make a special announcement about a remote broadcast at Family Fest, but we are actually going to be broadcasting live from there.
You are our premier live radio station for Family Fest. You're the man.
I'm the man. Ann said I'm the man.
You're the man.
Wow. I've never heard that before about you, Gary.
Well, especially early in the morning, right?
I know. But, Ann, that's so exciting. Thank you for inviting us to broadcast a special Sunday edition of, it's Spirit in the Morning, but we'll be Spirit in the Afternoon for that day.
Right. It's from 1 to 6. And guess what? It's only $25 a carload. So do you remember in your younger days shoving everybody in the trunk to go to the movies?
I was about to say, that's how we went to the movies.
I remember that.
The station wagon was a wonderful way. I remember being in the corner one time in the back of the station
wagon. Isn't it wonderful? Well, you can do that, and I won't look. But it's a fun day. Bring your blankets and lawn chairs, and it's filled all the shrines and the rosary walk and mass. Mm. And then just when you have Marty Rotella and the Donut Man, doesn't. And then you.
And you.
But come anyway, in spite of the fact that I'll be there.
Well, it's wonderful. And thank you. And thank you for saying yes, Holy Spirit Radio and Gary Zimek, to this amazing day. It's a long tradition from the 1950s, and it started back in 2008. And then it's reconvening, in the last couple years. So we hope it continues for another 100 years and grows. But we invite all your listeners to this amazing day. It's $25 a carload. You can't beat that.
Right, and food is included as well?
Yes.
Oh, what a great
deal. You can eat as many. Well, it's hot dogs, hamburgers, water ices, ice cream, everything you can eat.
That's the Philadelphia food group.
Yeah, it's the food group. It's the pyramid.
That's right.
I'm wondering if we're having soft pretzels. You're making a mistake about soft pretzels.
If you have soft pretzels, I'll be there no matter what.
Gary will be just sitting at the soft pretzel table.
That's right. And just to let you know, I do have a reputation because we broadcast live from Man Up Philly earlier, was it earlier this year?
Wow. It's not that long ago.
But they had to pull me away from the soft pretzel table. So,
we have a show to do, Gary. Do you have to sit there and eat your pretzels?
Wait a minute. Do you eat it with mustard?
No, I eat them straight, actually.
God forbid.
I know.
I'm a mustard kind of guy on that.
Yeah, that's a Philly thing. Mustard on your soft pretzel.
Absolutely. Spicy. Golden spicy. Come on.
Well, you know what? We'll make sure we have soft pretzels for you, Gary, at your table.
You are awesome. You are awesome, man. And by the way, I want to let you know, I don't know if I let you know this, that Teresa Tamia will be a guest on our program tomorrow, and she's going to be talking about her retreat. So we want to get this word out there. We're now running a promo spot on the station because what a great retreat that is. Teresa does such a good job, and she's going to be joined by her husband, Deacon Dominic. So you've got a great team there.
We do indeed. I mean, one of her talks is called Family Feud. Yeah. How many of us have family feuds?
Right.
Oh, never.
I mean, we see Teresa as just a TV personality, but she and her husband together are a dynamo couple that are going to bring resolution and healing to many marriages, to singles. And it's for men, women, singles, married. It's for the total population. So she's amazing. And Gary, can I put out a challenge to the first 100 listeners?
Yes.
That we're going to have a special surprise for you. So the first 100 listeners who sign up for this retreat, Teresa has a special surprise. So I'm not going to share it because it's going to be a surprise to all of us.
Because then it wouldn't be a surprise if you shared it, right?
That's right.
Okay, that's the incentive right there. And registration, the place to register is the Malvern website?
Yes, or call the office. It's a lot easier to call the office.
Oh, okay.
At 610-644-0400, 610-644-0400, or through the website, www.malvernretreat.com. It's very simple. Sometimes the website goes down because of weather.
Okay.
It's located in the woods, and so the best thing really is to call the office. And they're there after 8 o'clock in the morning. So, but then guess what? We have a big charismatic retreat coming in.
When's that?
Father James Blunt, June 30th to July 2nd.
Oh.
Father Blunt is a SOLT priest, S-O-L-T, known throughout the world for his gifts of healing. His dynamo ability to preach is just, it'll rock you off the floor.
Wow.
So it's on healing and deliverance, and he is a crowd favorite, so that's already filling up. So we have Teresa, we have the Family Fest, we have the Young Adult, and then we have the charismatic, and then of course we always have one of your favorites, Johnette Benkovic.
Oh,
which will be sold out probably in another 2 weeks.
Wow!
Yeah, totally sold out. It's her 11th year with Malvern Retreat House.
Yeah, she does an amazing job there. When is that one, Anne?
July 11th.
Okay.
And then we have the Casting Nets. The first time, I'm going into July because these are big retreats.
Yeah.
Casting Nets Ministry with Hector Molina. Mm-hmm. It will be a bilingual retreat.
Yep.
And it will teach evangelization and how to be a leader in your parish or your prayer group. So it's the first time they're coming east, and we hope to make this a yearly retreat.
And they're good friends of mine, Hector and Chris Stewart and Tony Brandt. So that's an excellent retreat. That's going to be fantastic.
It is. And a lot of people on the East Coast do not know of Casting Nets,
right.
But they know Hector Molina.
Yep. Hector's amazing.
And again, this is a hurry up and sign up type of retreat.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to build more buildings.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, and we have about 30 seconds left, but I just want to point out that in August, I believe there's a Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat.
I wonder who's giving that one.
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. But coming back for the third year, you guys keep inviting me back for that.
Well, of course, and we'll keep inviting you back because you're a crowd favorite.
Oh, man, you're too kind.
So we thank you. We're excited about that retreat, but thank you for the opportunity of sharing the Malvern message on this feast of St. Joseph the Worker.
Yes. It was a pleasure to finally get to speak with you, Anne McGlone, from the Malvern Retreat House. We're going to speak again soon, I'm sure, Anne.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you as well. For more information, you can visit malvernretreat.com. I'll have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. We're going to take a break in a few seconds. When we come back, it'll be time for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Don't go anywhere. We're not done yet.
Love is what we come here for. This is why we stay.
My name is Joe Zimmerman, and my brother and I own Summers and Zims. We would be pleased to provide you with high-quality service for all your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. We are pleased to serve the listeners in Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square. Our phone number at Summers and Zims is 610-593-5129, or you can simply Google Summers and Zims. My prayer is that God would bless you through His Word as you listen to Holy Spirit Radio.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Simak.
I can barely stand right now. Everything is crashing down, and I wonder where you are. I try to find the words to pray. I don't always know what to say, but you're the one that can hear my heart.
No.
And that was Broken Hallelujah by The Afters. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. It's time now for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. I'm taking these from my latest book, Stop Worrying and Start Living. Here we go, Mark 5:36. But ignoring what they said, Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." And here's what happened. The synagogue official's daughter was thought to be dead. In fact, she was dead. And people said to Jesus, or people said to each other who were trying to get you, Jesus was being asked to heal the daughter. They said, "Why bother? She's dead." And discouragement was reigning amongst all of the people. Jesus ignored what they said and said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." And then he proceeded to heal the girl. The reason I included this in the book is you're going to run into people in your life who will tell you, "Why bother praying? It's a lost cause. This will never work. Give it up." You need to remember that Jesus Christ can do all things. And this is a lesson for me, too. I need to remember that, too. And as I read those words, I'm reminded of the things in my life that seem impossible to be fixed. I mean, we all have those things. We may have a bad habit that we're trying to get rid of. We may have a situation that seems hopeless. Always remember that with the Lord, all things are possible. It's easy to forget. Right, Frank? I mean, we can forget that.
I think we forget it all the time. I think we get caught up in our own stuff.
That's right.
You know, the Lord's there, and he's there for us.
He can handle it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, he created the entire universe out of nothing, so I think he can help us to be able to pay the mortgage this month. Or you know, there these situations just seem impossible. Trust in him. Give him a chance to do his thing in your life, and you will see that he will come through. Frank, before we sign off, what do we got going on? Anything else?
Let's see. I had a little conversation with my daughter about the spinner things or whatever they're called. And she really wanted to, you know, make sure you have one. And so she thinks that we should get Holy Spirit Radio ones made to ensure that you and anybody that comes into the station has a spinner. I don't even know if they make them that way.
Can we even give one to Dave Parker?
Well, you know,
could that be dangerous?
Yeah, he'll be sitting here in the middle of the show spinning it on his finger, whatever it is. But yes, my daughter Robin wanted to make sure that, you know, we did that. So I'll look into this.
Well, thank you, Robin. I appreciate that because I do want to find out more about these spinners.
I still don't quite get it, but you know. So what? It was a great show today. You know, Megan Coakley.
Megan brings it every time.
Oh, exactly. And so she's kind of inspiring. And, you know, worked in some of the things we were talking about, like that challenges in social media with people that, you know, that may not be of the same viewpoint have, and dealing with that. I thought that was great. You know, one of the things I also wanted to say is, as she was talking, I thought our listeners, there might be some people out there that might be thinking about the diaconate program.
Yes.
And so just from a date perspective, if you're considering the diaconate program for this coming year, May 19th is the application deadline. So if you've been praying about it and all of a sudden you're hearing my voice and you're thinking, wow, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
Get on their website. You can get the forms and whatnot that you need there. You know, just search out the diaconate program in Archdiocese of Philadelphia. But May 19th is the date.
Okay, we'll note that. And I think I'll put a link to that on our website as well. Frank, anything else coming up?
No, I think that, you know, I'm trying to think what's coming up. You know, we're so out of practice.
I know.
You know, it's like we get back in, and it's only been a week.
Surely something must be going on. Yeah. Well, let me just highlight the next couple of days on the show. Tomorrow on Spirit in the Morning, our friend Teresa Tomeo will join us.
She's always incredible.
I know. She's amazing. She is so accessible. She just told me, I talked to her last week, she said, "Whenever you need me, just call me." She said, "I'm just sitting here preparing for my show." So call. I mean,
And she did that commercial for her Malvern retreat. And
right.
It was, you know, you sent it over to her. I was like listening to it. I'm like, what a great commercial.
Yeah.
You know, she's even sitting there acknowledging the Holy Spirit Radio listeners who she's been a part of over, you know, the past 18 years.
And I believe she's been at the station in the past.
Oh,
right?
Yes, we have had her at the station. So, you know, she's just an incredible friend to the station and does some great work, so I think people should get out to Malvern and see her.
Yeah. And also on tomorrow's program, Dr. Greg Popchak will be here to begin a series on his book, The Bedatitudes. I think this is, what a great book.
The book's great.
It is, yeah. And he's going to be doing a series. He'll go through each of the Bedatitudes, I think, for 8 weeks. Or.
Although I would have trouble saying it.
So I know, I'm working on it.
You the one to say it.
And then Wednesday, a very familiar voice, a presence in on Holy Spirit Radio. Mark Houck is going to be in the studio.
Oh, and it's really interesting. I'm not going to be able to be here on Wednesday, but can you do me a favor?
Yes.
Can you give him a little bit of a shove? He was on one of the EWTN shows, and he never said a word to me. It just so happens I was driving.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, wait, that sounds like Mark Houck. Why is Mark? And he was on. He didn't even tell us. So, you know, he needs to tell us these things because, you know, it was great to listen to him.
I'll get on him. And in fact, you know, Frank, I don't know if you know this, but Mark was the, Mark's the reason I came to Holy Spirit Radio. Mark interviewed me on the Kingsman Show. That was the first, several years ago, was my first appearance. My first visit to the studio was with Mark.
He's been a longtime friend of the station. And, you know, we just replayed an episode from last year. So this week is the anniversary of the passing of Kathy Gassin.
Yes.
And, you know, just to give you an idea of Mark, you know, right after Kathy passed, he came in and said, I need to do a show. Mm-hmm. I want to do a show about Kathy. And he dedicated a Kingsman episode, and we, towards the memory of Kathy, it was so important to the station. And, you know, it was so incredible watching him do that show, mm-hmm. you know, just being able to talk through all the things that, how she meant to him and, you know, bring everything together. But we literally just re-aired that show on this past Friday. But he's an extraordinarily special friend of the station and has been for years.
Great guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great guy, good friend. So I'm excited that he's...
You'll have to ask him about his chickens.
I will. He has chickens?
Well, last time he was getting his chicken coop, and he was going to have chickens and eggs. I'm curious to see how it's making out, so you'll have to ask him about the chickens.
We will talk about the chickens, and the good thing is, the last time Mark was scheduled to be in the studio, we canceled the show because of snow. I think we're good for Wednesday.
Exactly. I think you're good.
Well, there's our music. We must get out of here. As I always say, wherever you go, whatever you do, remember the Lord is with you. Turn around and say hi. Great being back with you. I'm Gary Zimak along with Frank Eliason. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.